So that's what kind of it's like down in New York City. And Mike spent 22 years on the street there. And since he's retired 4 years ago, the Lord had called him to be an evangelist in Cops for Christ, to go wherever the Lord opens the doors to preach the gospel to many people. So I'd like to give a warm welcome now to Mike as he comes.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Brother Gene. How many are excited tonight?
Yeah.
Amen! You should be excited. Are you born again?
Yeah.
Well, then get excited! I've often thought, I got born again 23 years ago, and when I came out of hell, how many know you were in hell before you met God? I heard about the second coming of Jesus Christ. 1 week after I got saved, somebody told me about Jesus coming again, and I went, what? Can this be possible? Nobody ever told me that he was coming again like this guy told me, right? How many know when you hear something that goes in here, and it goes in here, you want to know about it? Boy, and I started reading about the second coming of Jesus, and I said, wow, I know he's coming again because the Holy Ghost bears witness with our spirit.
Amen.
That's what it says in the Word. He's not going to deceive us, amen? He's not lying to us.
Right.
And then I started the slow walk of faith. And you want to know something? This is the greatest hour to be alive.
Right.
It's what we've been waiting for, amen? How many are soldiers of the cross? Well, haven't you been waiting for this moment now?
Amen.
These are the last seconds of the last days, and God is calling his army together. Hallelujah. And he's saying, go out there and march. I am leading this army. How many know the Lord Jesus Christ leads?
Amen.
And boy, I was excited to hear these things, and I'm born again, man. And let me tell you what happened to me. I was bleeding to death. How many can believe you can bleed to death out there? And in Harlem. How many know God is in Harlem? How many, you know, you would never know that listening to this press we got. But God is in Harlem. And bleeding to death, I met the Lord Jesus Christ. And got born again and changed. And my heart was turned around. And I got so excited about this new faith, I knew nothing about it. How many know I didn't know how to say praise the Lord? Didn't know anything about it. But how many know 1 week after I got born again, I took my Bible, and I stood on 110th Street in Harlem, where angels fear to tread. And I stood out there, and let me tell you something, there they were, the bad news bears, amen? There were the white ones, the Italian boys. There were the brown ones, the Hispanic boys, amen? There were the black boys. There were the Chinese boys. I mean, all ethnic backgrounds in the streets of Harlem. And I stood on the corner. How many of it took 1 hour for me to get my first word out after I was going out there to preach? I stood on that corner and I said, here it goes. Where's my Bible anyway? I feel naked without my little guy next to me. So anyway, I'm on this corner at 110th Street. I'm born again. Yeah, how many know when you get born again, you can't get any more born again than the day you get born again? I don't know what doctrines they got out here today, but there's 8 million wacky ones, I'll tell you that. When you're born again, you're born again. Amen? You think God made a mistake when he imputed you to righteousness with the Holy Ghost? And I'm standing on this corner at 110th Street, and I'm ready to go. I'm there. I can't do this. And I go back, and I'm there, okay. And after 1 hour of pacing back and forth, and I figured the people are looking, just another nut in Harlem, you know what I'm saying? Just another wacko. And finally I got it up. I had a bullhorn. I said, listen up.
Ooh.
And people turn around, they're looking. I said, listen up. And finally one guy says, okay, man, we're listening up. Oh, I didn't even know how to say, help me, Holy Ghost. I didn't know the big lingos. I didn't know how to say anything. I just said, uh-oh. How many know my heart was a beating? But I stood there. I'm bringing you to my early beginnings, the early faith that we all have. Amen? How many are glad God brings you easy? Amen? Nice and easy. Thank God he ain't a Christian born on this earth. Amen? telling us how to... You ever hear some of us telling others? You gotta do... The Holy Ghost was easy with me that day. And I said, listen up, I got something to tell you. And the only thing I can tell them was what was told to me when I got saved. John 3:16. Read it by myself, sitting down. For God so loved the world. How many know God loves us? Amen. That He, God, sent His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that didn't turn me on too much when I read it. Didn't turn me on. I just read it and said, well, so God sent Jesus Christ, so? Whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish. Well, then I started thinking. I said, well, I'm part of whosoever. How many know you can be down so long you don't even believe you're part of whosoever anymore? Right. Nobody loved me. I didn't ask to be born in the South Bronx. That's where I was born. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, boy, God so loved me that He sent Jesus. It started clicking. And here's the parts that saved me. For God did not send Jesus to condemn you, Mikey. How many know I thought I was condemned all my life? And you know, when you think you're condemned, you fight back. And that's why I became vicious out there. I'm serious. In the gangs in New York City, I was a real trooper with my gang. And I mean, we took nothing from nobody. We didn't care what nationality you were, what color you were, what religion you were. If you came into our neighborhood, you went to war with us. And that's the way it was, you know what I'm saying? But when God told me He didn't condemn me no more, He came to set me free. That's what I told all them people in Harlem that day. I says, you know what? You've been condemned long enough. How many feel they've been condemned long enough? But God came and sent Jesus into my heart, and I got born again, and 1 week later I became a preacher. Standing on a corner of Harlem was my first preaching assignment, and then some guy said, tell us more! I didn't know anymore. I mean, all I knew was that. I said, I'll be back! How many know you better study the Word of God? Hallelujah. So I went home and I started studying, man. I says, I want to know more, because that guy or that devil or whatever they are ain't going to trick me out there. Amen? So I intensely got in the Word. Now, let me tell you something. I can't put two big words back to back. Matter of fact, my wife tells me, Mikey, don't even try to put one of them together. She says, just be yourself. So I've been myself. Amen? And then I'm so happy. How many know you can be happy? You know, I'm 23 years saved. I'm just as happy as the day I got saved. Give me 5 on that. I mean, I ain't letting that devil rob my joy. And I don't want him to rob yours. Amen? And neither does God want him to rob your joy. Amen. And I was out there now, and I was so happy, boy. And that cancer that was in me was ripped out of my heart. I mean that. It was ripped out of my heart, boy. And then I started to realize that I'm going to have to learn the Word of God, because it was already in me. 1 week after I got saved, I mean, God called me to preach. And I started preaching. And before you know it, we had 700 people coming to my meeting. And I didn't even know I was the so-called pastor. Amen? I remember the first meeting. I'll tell you about it. My wife says to me, Mikey, we're going to have a Bible study. I says, a what? She says, a Bible study. I says, us? And who are we going to get to lead it? She says, you. I says, me? You got to be kidding me, baby. I says, I can't put two big words together. She says, listen, the people I'm inviting don't know nothing, she says. I says, oh, you mean that? She said, I'm inviting Joey C. and Rip Maloney and Bing. But I says, bring them over. Now, the first night we set up the chairs, 6 or 7 chairs, right? 50 people. Well, that's a pastor's dream, amen? First night, 50 people came into the house and they're, what do I say? So we had to get more chairs out, and we had them sitting in the living room, and I'm nervous. How many know I'm nervous? And finally, you know, you can't talk no more. The fellowship runs out. Amen? You got to stop. Why are we here for a Bible study? Oh, it was my nervous moment. I says, oh, no. Do I have to do this now? So I got, how many know? I told them John 3:16 and 17. And then I give a little testimony of my past, and I noticed a few of... So after the meeting, I said to my wife, everybody left. I said, oh boy, am I glad that's over. I said, did you see some of them? I must have hurt their feelings. They were crying. She says, oh, they weren't crying because you hurt their feelings. They were identifying with you, Mike. I says, oh. I said, well, anyway, I'm glad it's over. She says, yeah, I invited them back next week. I says, what are you doing? This is the truth. The next week, 75 people came. And before you know, we didn't have no more room in this house, so we had to rent the building. Now I'm looking around this thing. All I knew is I didn't know I was a pastor. I thought I was Brother Mike and you were Brother Sperry. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's coming. And let me tell you how this early move of God was back when I got saved there. In the year 1970, I got saved, right? And, I mean, we didn't have no southern background of Pentecostalism, amen, or baptism. What do you call you, Baptists? What do you got down here, Baptists too? Well, you got whatever. You had the Bible. We didn't. Whatever yous are. Right? But we're learning in New York. Hallelujah. How many know God loves us there too? Whoa. And I'm learning. Right? And we got 700 people coming to this meeting. But we don't know nothing about how to have church. I mean, the meeting was going on. Some of the guys and girls were smoking cigarettes in the meeting. But how many know God loved us? And he dealt through that nonsense? How many know people were getting healed of cancer? Oh, you can't get healed of cancer when someone is smoking in the church. Well, let me tell you something. Thank God he don't look at it the way we look at it back in them days. I don't know anything, man. All I know is that we had a heart for people and God. And God was healing people in these meetings. Drug addicts in New York were throwing down needles. How many remember that sweep in the early 70s? Alcoholics getting sober. You know, this is 1993, and much of our fellowship is in Africa today, in India, in all parts of the world. Them early saints who smoked their cigarettes in the meeting. We realized God didn't want that after a while, and we stopped doing it. But God honored us because of where we were at with our faith. See, God honors you where you're at with your faith. I wasn't licensed to continue on. Once we realized, we stopped. God continued to bless us and bless us and bless us. Now I'm working midnights as a cop in New York. And I'm also pastoring a church and counseling. And boy, I'm not sleeping much. So I got to make a decision. What do I do? And then one day I'm walking in work at midnight. And I got ink on my fingers from printing a prisoner. I says, let me go wash up. And I see this bulletin board that we had with 500 to 800 index cards. You know how the guys like to sell everything. And I wasn't interested in buying nothing that night, so I just walked by it. But my eye catches something. I see the word prayer. Now, when you're born again, you tune up to that, right? Especially in the 25th precinct. And I looked and it says, who would like to go to a prayer meeting? Contact P.O. so-and-so. It's going to be in Brooklyn, New York, in the Fort Greene housing development area where the famous story of Nikki Cruz was. And I says, well, I didn't even know who Nikki Cruz was at that time. Amen? I says, but I'm getting down there. Now it's a blizzard. It's 2 below 0. And I'm going to make it to this here. How many are excited when you're going somewhere for God? Listen, church, I want to tell you something. Get excited. Get excited for God and what he wants to do. Who cares what's coming against us? Let me tell you, when I was a policeman for 22 years, I mean, they ain't done to you what they shot at me. How many know the devil hated me at night? You write your little books. How many know about all these spiritual warfare books? Let me tell you, while you were writing them, I was out there. Amen?
Amen.
2, 3 in the morning, 2 shot, 3 shot, 4 stab, every night, every night. How many know the devil wanted me? He wanted Mikey dead because, oh boy, if he can get me, he can stop a movement of God. Amen? I know this. But how many knew I knew who